A king decided that he would find the most effective, meaningful person in his kingdom. And so he sent out a task group to find the individuals that had been so meaningful in the kingdom. And they brought back four persons. One a philanthropist. One who had made lots of money. Had responded in kind to the community and had given to those in need. Had responded in love and given clothes to those who were naked and had been such a positive merchant type person in the village and treated individuals so fairly. They found another individual. He was a judge. He was one that had keen insight and had ruled his bench with dignity and honor, was fair in his disposition of judgment. He had brought a lot of tranquility to the community by his meaningful leadership, and so he was brought as one of the distinguished individuals. Brought another person in who was a physician. A distinguished person, notoriety. He had treated all the children and those in the village and had dispensed his medical knowledge with such integrity that he had brought better health care throughout the whole countryside. And the last person they brought in was like none of the above. She was simple in her dress. She was not wealthy at all. But in her face was integrity. In her eyes, honesty, wisdom, insight. King was somewhat perplexed, and he said, "You have brought these other three for me to choose which one is the best in the kingdom. Why this little old lady?" And the man said, "Your Honor, this was the teacher of the other three." As I see these confirmands here this morning, I realize that they have had teaching. They have had instruction. We all have taken a part. But there is no place that has had any more influence on them than their home. And today we celebrate the Christian home and Mother's Day. And Anna Jarvis was the lady that we give credit to for establishing the precedence that now has become Mother's Day. And we affirm that mothers are crucial in the life, in the faith life of individuals. We do not revere a woman as the Catholics do Mary. But in our heritage, there is a lady. And we give her credit for the Methodist Church almost on a par with John. Her name, Susanna. Susanna Wesley. The mother of John Wesley, the mother of Methodism. And I don't care where you go in this country, wherever there are Methodists that are being acknowledged, even at Wesley Commons, you can go and there's Susanna Boulevard or Susanna Street or There are buildings all over. Our gardens, if you go to Junaluska, the Susanna Wesley Garden, and all these different places, because we so respect her as she gave birth to her 19 children. I remember when I was first entering the Methodist Church and we had a training session and Mickey Fisher was there. And he talked about this lady, Susanna Wesley. And he talked about, and one of the things that I remember was how he taught the children. She taught the children to cry softly. She had a time set aside for every one of her children to be nurtured and loved. And John Wesley, in his most distressful times, he said, "Oh, if I could just go to my mother's bedside and to have those moments of her insight and solace." He said, "I could resolve these issues if I could just be with my mom." They say that probably some of the issues that John had in his romantic relationships was that he was endeavoring to meet somebody that was on a par with his sisters. His sisters, who were taught Latin and French, all the children, boys and girls, instructed, trained in the home on a par probably of no other in that community. So today, I affirm that mothers are crucial. That my faith, as I stand here today, has its roots in my mother's faith. As she grew up there on the Mill Village in Newberry at Epton United Methodist Church. And also with my father. And to acknowledge today that not only mothers are important, but fathers are important. Today we affirm again that we are on a journey. Just as these disciples were, they were on the Emmaus Road. And they didn't know that Jesus was going to appear to them. And we don't always know how Christ is going to reveal Himself to us or where. It may be in reaching out a helping, loving hand to a child. It may be reaching out and supporting a senior person. It may be in the building of ramps in our community. It may be in going to Alabama to help with the tornado victims. It might be working at Sockahatchee. But we're on a journey. A journey together. And Jesus revealed Himself so that they knew Him in the breaking of bread. You are important to the kingdom of God. Because it was the disciples together sharing in this meal, a time of fellowship, that they saw Christ. We see Christ too in our fellowship, in the sharing of life, in the sharing of a meal. I remember reading the other day where Billy Graham preached in 185 countries. Probably no one has ever preached in more countries, to 210 million people. And I remember reading stories of Billy Graham. And I remember how wonderful his sermons were and the impact that he had on presidents and kings and emperors. But I also remember him talking about Ruth and how meaningful she was to him. In his ministry and nurture and support to him and to the family. We this morning are a family. We are here together and we're on a journey. May God bless us all together as we continue a part of that journey this morning, embracing our confirmants. Amen.